Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery. And boy, do we have a good show for you this afternoon. I tell you what, we're going to be talking about Lifelong Learning Program, a new one right here in Greenwood, one that's for seniors. And I just thought, hey, this is a great opportunity to find out more. Today we have with us Dave Lorenzetti from over there at Lander University. And we also have Shelley Grund, who is... Well, what does Shelley do? She works with this program. I wanted to ask you about this, Shelley. You know John Barnes out there at Wesley Commons.
Yes, he's the one that had the passion for this program.
Well, I didn't know that. And we've known John for many, many years. So how about that?
Yeah, he pestered Dr. Ball, the president of Lander University, for several years before we finally got on the stick for him and got busy with this program.
Okay, all right. Well, we are here today to talk about this new lifelong learning program. The Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network is what it's called. It's a creation of, well, Dave, why don't you tell us what it's a creation of?
Well, it's a collaborative between Lander University, Piedmont Technical College, and Wesley Commons. And we have an advisory council that put the program together. The structure of the program, and also within the last several months working on finding courses that would be of interest to people. But the process itself that got us going started about almost 2 years ago when we started planning. So Shelley was involved in it actually before I was. She and Tiffany Keys from Wesley Commons did a lot of the groundwork on it,
kind of a takeoff on a program where you used to people could travel and stay on college campuses. What was that program called?
Elder Hostel.
Elder
now
Hostel.
It's called Rhodes Scholar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the origins of the program. Started with John Barnes, a resident of Wesley Commons, who really had a passion for it. And so that's where it got started.
And he was a docent out there.
Yes.
And, of course, that docent program that you have out there at Lander provides a whole lot of help in managing and helping students and helping faculty.
It does. It really does. It's a good program. We have about 60 docents now, and we work real hard. Linda Kidd, who works in the Office of University Advancement, and I, we coordinate the program, and we're always looking for places on campus to put these docents to help out. They're very eager people.
Well, they certainly have saved Lander a whole lot of money.
Well, yeah.
I do know that, yes.
Yeah, what we did when we initially put the program together was... we made it clear from the start that we weren't trying to recruit people who would take the place of full-time staff.
Sure.
These were people who could devote hours, a couple days a week, to providing support for staff. And so they've done that. It's been a very rewarding program for not only the college, but also for the docents themselves.
Absolutely. I know Jeff actually was one that my husband is the one that talked to Dan Ball when he first came here about starting the docent program.
Right.
And I'm so glad it's been so successful.
Yep, it has been.
So
now we're moving on to new ventures. With the lifelong learning.
Absolutely.
It's something where we're very excited about because we've really not had a program of this kind in the Lakelands region, and it offers a good opportunity for folks who want to continue learning without making a commitment to sign up for a course and take examinations. But it's a program that's going to be conducted in a very informal but informational format.
I think it's great that Wesley Commons, Lander, and Piedmont Tech have come together to form this group. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to make you stronger than if just one group had tried to do this.
You're right. We've been able to recruit people. When we started the program in earnest, after Shelley and Tiffany did a lot of the groundwork, they set about recruiting people to be on the advisory council. And we have members of the advisory council from the three sponsors, as I said. Plus, we have retired educators, current educators, business people who are involved in helping us get the program up and running. So it's got a wide range of participation in the Lakelands.
Absolutely. Well, Shelley, you had actually been over the continuing ed program at Lander, correct?
Yes, I was the director of continuing ed. Actually came to Lander in 2008, was the assistant to the director, and he moved on to another position on campus, and I was hired as the director. We were able to put the program, it was very healthy for a while, but recently, due to economic reasons, whatever, the enrollment for the continuing ed program was not as successful as we would have liked, so it was suspended in November. We will continue to offer a couple of small classes here and there, in particular the SAT prep courses.
Well, those are good ones.
Those are really very good.
Exactly.
Very worthwhile and highly thought of by the community. They do help the high school students quite well. And that will definitely stay as part of the program. So continuing ed is not gone, but it's not even a fraction of what it used to be.
Sure. And I'm sure as times and whatever change, that could be a changing factor too.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you never know what's going to come down the pike, do you?
Right. They suspended it. They did not cancel it or eliminate it. It is still there.
Sure.
The office is still there.
Sure.
Shelley and I have talked about, I worked with Shelley in helping to promote continuing ed. She put the program together, and I helped with the brochure and publicity. But we've talked about it in that there are so many competing interests going on now that weren't happening even, say, 5 years ago.
Sure.
With internet, people that are involved in classes or programs at their churches or other things, so that, you know, I think we generally recognize that we just had too much competition out there, and Shelley did a great job putting together a very interesting and worthwhile compilation of courses each semester. But the problem is that people just, you know, they have other things to keep themselves
sure.
busy.
It also seems to be a trend. Furman University had a continuing ed program very similar to what we had here at Lander, more of an enrichment program rather than professional development. And in October, I think it was, they sent out a notice that they were suspending their program.
Sure.
As of this January.
Well, you know, there's so many courses, so many courses that you can take on the internet. You
right.
can learn to do just about anything on the internet anymore.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, though, that I think that's nice about a continuing ed getting together is getting together with a group and being able to generate interest and whatnot off a group activity.
And that's why the lifelong learning program that actually was instigated in 1997 in Maine. I think it was University of Maine.
I'm from Maine originally, Shelley.
See, your state is the starter. They hauled it the senior college, and they're the ones that started this lifelong learning, which is a membership directed organization, and that means you're coming together with a group of people.
Sure.
To learn. It's not somebody else throwing classes out at you. You're able to determine yourself what you want to learn and find the people, and that's what's kind of exciting. And it just blossomed up in Maine and became.
That's unusual. We've got so much winter up there.
Sorry.
They had a very short time to blossom, but they made use of that time.
Exactly.
Right.
And it has gone national. I mean, it's a big, very popular, especially in a lot of retirement communities. And we do know that Furman and Clemson both have very healthy lifelong learning programs. And in fact, when we, as part of our research on developing our own here, we visited the Clemson. Well, let's go backwards. John Barnes, with a small group, went to Furman first.
He was determined to make sure this came together.
He talked to them first
right.
and put the proposal together and showed it to Dr. Ball. And then when Tiffany and I were involved, both our organizations said, okay, pointed fingers at us and said, you do it, make it happen. We took a trip to Clemson and heard how they did things, and they were saying that they were starting to eye our region because we did not have a lifelong learning.
Okay.
And they were going to possibly move in with their own. So just let you know that they think this is prime territory for this kind of a program. So we're delighted that we can actually have it a grassroots organization rather than have Clemson come in and offer it.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of exciting.
And I think the other thing that's important to remember, too, is that the program that we are offering now that starts on Monday, these are courses that Kathy Poreth and Mike Douglas, who are on our advisory council, and Shelley work to put these courses together to get us off the ground. But what the intention here is, and I think Shelley mentioned it, is when the program is up and running, you know, as we continue to mature, the members of Lifelong Learning Network will determine what courses they are interested in.
Absolutely.
What we've done now is we kind of took a survey to see what might lure people or be of interest to people. But down the road, the members will really be the determining factors.
They'll be organized to the point where they're managing their own organization. Mm-hmm. They'll have their own curriculum committee. They'll have their own marketing committee. They'll have their own social committee. The whole thing just to make it happen for the whole region. Mm-hmm. And we're talking from Savannah Lakes through Greenwood, Lake area, Lawrence, Greenwood, McCormick, Abbeville, Clinton. I mean, We're
this whole area.
The Lakelands.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, we are here with Shelley Grund and David Lorenzetti. They are from Lander University. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back. So don't you go away. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Dave Lorenzetti from Lander University. And with Shelley Grund, who is Academic Affairs at Lander University. And you were just telling me you've got a new position. You're going to be working over there at the Veterans Center.
I will be the admissions representative with an office at the Veterans Center, probably part-time, 2-3 days a week in the mornings or afternoons, to counsel or advise veterans or their dependents upon educational opportunities. It could be bringing them full-time into Lander or whatever that means for them.
That's terrific. That is terrific. And, of course, the ROTC program meets right there for
yes.
Lander, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have their office over there.
Yes, we are very thankful to have the ability to use that facility, and we're looking forward to being of help.
Absolutely. I think that's terrific. Well, on the Lakelands Lifelong Learning Network, LLLN. There you go. Now, how much? How does this work as far as a cost?
What we've come up with to get the program started, membership is $30 a year, and that entitles members to take an unlimited number of courses. The reason that we're charging membership is that there will be expenses for us. For example, Wesley Commons did the work on our brochure, but there are other expenses, mailing expenses, and down the road as we mature, mm-hmm. there will be some expenses. We're not looking to make money. We're going to get a 501c3, and what we are charging people, as I said, is the $30 fee, and that's to help us with any expenses that we incur along the way.
Sure.
There may be occasional material fees at this point.
Right. You could actually have to pay more for certain courses depending on what it is, but that is a membership in that group.
Exactly.
Right.
And it sounds like a heck of a bargain for only $30, and that's for a whole year, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And did I see
a lifetime membership?
Lifetime membership, yeah.
For $300.
Now, that's a terrific deal, too. Now, it depends on your age, probably, maybe a little bit. But that could be an awesome opportunity, too. So if you are interested in this program, how do they get to sign up for it? Shelley, you want to tell us how?
Yes. Lander University is hosting the contacts for the community. We have phone numbers, we have fax numbers, we have email, we have mail address. And my office at Lander is the one that will be responding if you call, probably my own voice. Otherwise, there is voicemail available. So you can come by the office also, mm-hmm. Academic Affairs, Suite 106, at Lander's
What's the telephone
center.
Number?
The phone number.
Is it 388-8426?
Yes. No. 8426 is my number.
Oh, okay.
For the Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network, phone number is 388-8989.
So now, do people have to sign up for this online, or how do they get to sign up for this?
Yeah, I'm afraid we don't have online registration or membership registration. There is a registration form online on the website. If you go to Lander and do a search on their search box and just write Lakeland's, you can find a link that sends you right to their website. There is a document you can print out, okay. Fill in, and mail, or hand deliver, whichever you prefer. Oh, fax. We have a fax number, too. Mm-hmm. But at this point...
Very modern. I'm impressed.
we would love to be able to take your credit cards. We can't do that yet. And so we cannot do anything online directly. But so far.
But that will be coming, I'm sure.
Oh, hopefully.
That
yes.
will be coming. Mm-hmm. So this is a real easy thing to do. You can either print it off, or I assume that you probably could fill it out right there at your office.
You can come by, you can call me, I can do it on the phone with you too.
Sure. And then you can just mail the check in.
Right.
Now, how do people keep up? So you have this website. How will you keep people informed about what's going on this? I mean, I've been talking about the show, the things that you've been doing and the classes that are going to be coming up. But how does somebody keep up with it on a regular basis?
Well, at the present time, we have a schedule of courses between now and March or April. As we get further along in our development and add more courses, we'll be publishing information on the courses that will be available, where they're going to be held, and so on and so forth. Right now, do we have anything on? We have something on the website, right?
Exactly. Yes, the website. As I said, if you go to lander.edu, there is a search box in the top right corner, and if you just type in Lakeland's with a plural, it will show you a list of links, and you find the link that says Lifelong Learning. Click there, and it'll go to an area of the Lander website, and in there you will find the course catalog, which is actually just one sheet of paper. It's a PDF file that gives you a list of the current courses, and that's probably how we'll do most of our starters. But there is also a section of the website saying courses that has the courses listed on a list that is interactive. You can click on it and open it up and look at it. It describes the course, how much it is, when it's being held, and so forth.
Now, what is the first class that's going to be coming up? We're going to have to hear a word from the news here, but what's the class that's first coming up there, Dave?
The first one coming up is Monday, January 27th. It's the beginning of a three-program financial management for seniors.
The first one's goal setting, communicating, and controlling money.
Right. That's
and what time of the day is this? When are these classes being held?
This one is at 10:30 to 12. Most of the classes for the lifelong learning will be daytime classes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If not all.
And where will this be being held?
This particular one is at Piedmont Tech.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So 10:30 to 12, you'll be able to start getting some information. Now, who actually is teaching this class?
The facilitator is Bud Search. He is a resident of Wesley Commons, mm-hmm. and he has invited two other speakers, facilitators. I don't have their names right off me. Peter Manning is on the next one, which is on the 3rd of February, and Gray Ellenberg is going to be on February 10th. And the second session will be wills and other legal documents. And the third session will be about financial planners and balancing investments.
Oh, all that good stuff you need to know. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We're talking about the Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network. It's time for us to hear South Carolina news. Who knows? Mick Mulvaney and Ann Eller could be on the air. Just you stay right with us. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, just talking about this new organization. I think we'd have to say it's basically for seniors of all ages. Would that be an appropriate way to say it? It doesn't matter if you retired early and you just want to learn some more, or if you retired older, 70 and still working. Yes, that's you can still be part of this. But basically, all the classes are going to be during the day. And this first class that's coming up that is about financial stuff that everybody needs to know, particularly, I think, seniors, because things change once you retire and everything. This class starts Monday at 10:30 out there at Piedmont Tech. And we were just discussing, you know, if you're listening to this show and you go, God, I'd like to go, but I don't think I can get all this stuff done before the pay the $30 and all this good stuff. You can call Shelley. Would that be okay?
That's perfectly fine.
And make a reservation and then just show up, pay your $30, and boom, bam, you're a member for a year. Or you can go all in and pay $300 for your lifetime membership. Cool. That would be pretty cool.
That would be good. One step at a time, though. We'll take an annual membership.
Annual membership. Okay. Yep. And to call Shelley, your number again, Shelley, over there.
That's
for this.
That's 388-8989.
So an easy number to remember. That's 388-8989.
And if I do not answer, please leave a voicemail, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Sure. And then there's I presume a very short application that you have to fill out?
Yes, we have a registration form that we use for membership as well as registration. It's all in one.
All in one. Mm-hmm. So the first class is this Monday. It is going to be out there at Piedmont Tech. And I know if you call Shelley after the fact, she would love to talk to you about this. So you can call her 388-8989. So she is over at Lander. And this would be a good way to see what it's all about, right, Shelley?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, give us a try. It's going to be it's very popular over the country, around the country, as I said. Clemson and Furman both have a very healthy lifelong learning program. A lot of people have moved from those areas down to this area and know what this kind of a program is supposed to be, and we're looking for help with those people to help us make it happen.
Sure. And we were talking during the break, you actually have 9 people on your advisory council right now, but eventually this program should become self-sustaining and the members will decide what exactly you're going to learn.
The members will run it, they will vote on the governing board, and they will be part of the program, and they'll be the ones that determine the classes.
Do they have meetings where they do this?
I would hope so.
Okay. Will you be serving cookies and tea and that good stuff? I mean, that always makes a difference,
as
Shelley.
A member, they get to choose. And
that's
they
right.
The animal, anything they want it to do. Sounds like a plan to me.
All
right. Right for the present time, the advisory council is really a caretaker board. We organize it. We're managing it now. But down the road, we have discussed, and we haven't set a date, but we have discussed that when we have enough members, we'll step back and say, okay, folks,
take it over.
Yeah,
we'll hold their hand for a while, but
right.
They need to really decide where they want this program to go.
Well, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
That is exciting.
That's what makes it different from a continuing ed program like Piedmont Tech or Lander University had, because we were the ones that designed it at Lander. We said, okay, we're having just these courses, take it or leave it, so to speak. They were good programs, but they're different because the community didn't really have a say. And in this lifelong learning, they have a say.
They have a say. And I think the other great thing about it is going to be during the day. And for so many seniors, you don't want to get out there and drive at night. Right. And particularly if you look at coming from Savannah Lakes or whatnot, that's a long road back, and there's a lot of deer out there.
One of the points that we are interested in pursuing with people is if somebody lives, say, in Lawrence, for example, and they belong to a church, and they have a group of people who are interested in participating in this program, we could use that site. We don't have to be at Wesley Commons or Piedmont Tech. We can go out into the community as long as we are able to make suitable arrangements and to be sure we have enough people to warrant that. So that's also a
so
consideration.
So having satellite locations.
Right.
Future members do know that you don't have to live in Greenwood to be a member. If you're a member, if a group of you are a member and you're in Lawrence, you can have your own set of classes out there.
Right.
And yeah, people in Greenwood or whatever could come into your classes.
Sure.
But we can have a whole bunch of other classes just going on at Lawrence all by themselves if they want.
It would be under our umbrella, but it would be.
That's what Clemson did. Clemson did that. They now have a building of their own. And people were not too happy because they were used to having all these little satellite places, all these little churches.
So you could have them down there at Savannah Lakes. You could have them in Lawrence or Clinton.
Exactly. That is the model that we're heading for. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, I think although it's taken 2 years to do this, to get it set up, I think that's the college model. The wonderful thing, Shelley, is the fact that this organization has been going on around the United States, so you have a lot of information to pull from to make this work.
Exactly. There's a lot of sharing of information. We don't have to. This organization does not have to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
The governing body will have a lot of resources from other organizations around the country that are doing this type of education opportunities for seniors.
What we did, as an example, during the early stages of the organization is we were able to access bylaws and also the organizational structure of other lifelong learning organizations. So as Shelley said, we didn't have to sit down and write our own. We were able to borrow, to use that as a template that we adjusted for our, you know, for our purposes. And that's been a really big help.
There was a conference, in fact, once a year. There is a regional conference. Tiffany and I went to it 2 years ago, where people like ourselves that have started and are operating lifelong learning organizations, some of them brand new, most of them been there for a while, they come and they talk about what they're doing and how they've handled the challenges that come to organizations like this and how they solved them. It was a dynamic conference to go to that Tiffany and I attended and just made us really, really excited about this kind of program.
Well, you know, one of the other things that's neat about this is it puts you in contact with other people that have similar type interests. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about particularly moving into a Wesley Commons or any of these assisted living, you want to find people that are like you or have similar interests. So this will be a great way for them to network.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so even, you know, it's great for those kind of groups, but there are individuals that have retired and maybe moved to the lake or other retirement facilities, not necessarily in one unit.
Sure.
And so they are also the people out there all by themselves that'll bring them together.
Sure.
So that's another reason to have this kind of educational opportunity. Well, none of us stop learning. And that's what's exciting about offering this.
That's right, and that leads right into, on the back of this brochure, Henry Ford, the great man that he was, said, anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. And isn't that the truth, folks? And there's so much to learn out there, it's actually frightening sometimes. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Dave Lorenzetti and Shelley Grund. We're going to be right back. If you've got a question, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift,
to last a lifetime, from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. Have had some calls asking about the website and how to register for this. Shelley, you want to go through it again for us?
Oh, sure. Lander University has a website, and they're hosting the Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Program on their website. You want to go to www.lander.edu. When that opens, you'll notice on the top bar on the right side is a white box of a search. You just type in Lakeland's and push search, and then a page will open up with a list of links. And just read down. It's probably the second one usually is where it turns out. Just to say Lakeland's Lifelong Learning. Click on it, and you will find the three or four pages of website that will give you all the information you need.
Sure. And if you just want to pick up the phone and call, they can call you too, can't they, Shelley?
Yes, please. 388-8989.
Okay, so pick up that phone and give her a call. Not right now. Now, when do you work, Shelley? Are you working all
eight
the time?
8 to 5.
8 to 5? Oh, okay.
Monday through Friday.
Okay, so 388-8989. The first class starts Monday. That's right, and it is going to be all about financial management and estate planning for seniors. It begins Monday, starts at 10:30 to 12 o'clock. It will be at Piedmont Tech. They're going to have some other great classes, though, coming up. That's the first one. It's got three parts, I understand. But they're also going to be talking about healthcare decisions. Boy, there's an interesting topic for you. The Art of Photography with John Holloway. That sounds most interesting. Growing flowers and vegetables in small spaces, and various aspects of fiction and nonfiction writing and more. And didn't you tell me y'all were going down to McCormick also?
Yes.
What's that one that's coming up?
We are having where everyone would meet at the MAC. Mm-hmm. We're going to have an art experience as well as a history lesson about the building, the facilities. And when that's done, you'll move over to Fanny Kate's next door. And again, a history lesson about that building. My dad, actually, being born and raised in Troy, came back in the 80s to renovate a building that he was born in. And stayed at Fanny Kate's.
Did he?
Mm. He did, and it was still pretty rough. It was a very old building.
Well, they have new owners now.
Oh, beautiful! They're from out of the city, but they wonderful food. I mean, the food is absolutely wonderful. So, this event will be you'll be able to have a history lesson of Fanny Kate's, and then an optional lunch.
Okay. All right. I wondered if food was going to be included here, Shelley. You know, food's very important.
There's another program that's going to be coming up in March that I think will apply to a lot of folks. It starts Monday, March 3rd, and it's going to be one day a week for a five-week period. It's called Dementia Dialogues. The Greenville office of the Alzheimer's Association is going to be doing a presentation here in the Lakelands. And it's for people who are caring for somebody who exhibits signs or symptoms of dementia or Alzheimer's-related problems. And that program is going to be held at Wesley Commons, but the folks from the Greenville Alzheimer's Association are going to be making the presentation. Now, that one will be open to the public. But the charge will be $10 per session. There are five of them, as I said. And people who attend and want to join Lifelong Learning mm-hmm. can apply that $10 fee toward their membership,
wow.
the $30 membership.
That's
a program that we expect will draw a lot of attention because of the attention that's paid to the unfortunate instances of Alzheimer's and dementia and so forth. This is going to be a very informative program.
And it's also so hard for the person that's trying to care for that person. That is the thing that I think we sometimes overlook, and that'll be an excellent program to be able to spend some time talking about that.
And I think in some cases what I have read is that There are people who have loved ones who might be exhibiting the early symptoms, who either are shy about admitting that it might be happening, but this would be an opportunity for people to come forward and learn what to look for. It's going to be a very informative program, and we hope a lot of folks, we hope that the program will answer the needs of a lot of folks in the Lakelands.
Absolutely. So that'll be coming up in March.
March 3rd. And as I said, there are going to be five sessions, one day a week for 5 weeks. But, you know, people don't have to come to every one of them.
Sure.
But I don't have a, we don't have a curriculum for it.
Sure.
What each of the programs is going to be about, but I'm sure they're going to be presenting a lot of information on this subject.
Sure, and it
they're
is.
The experts.
30 experts. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, these Dementia Dialogue, I understand, has been presented elsewhere, and it's very highly rated.
It is. It is.
Well,
yeah.
So, well, that's something that, and you know, I think a lot of people have a lot of fear that they might get it. I think, you know, that it would be helpful to be there to know what the symptoms
what to look
are.
For.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So that certainly is a growing problem in our society. And darn it, these baby boomers and people just keep getting older, don't we? Time does not stop. It marches on.
I think the important thing that we have been trying to stress to as we plan this is that each one of the programs that we're going to be putting on will be presented in an informal setting. There won't be any examinations.
No tests.
No tests. It's purely informational. It's informational and an opportunity for people to ask questions or to share their own experiences. I mean, you know, we have these financial management courses, for example. I think each one of us has had an opportunity and an experience where, you know,
you made a mistake.
You either made a mistake or, you know, you say, well, gee, you know, this is what I did. And, you know, and anytime you have an opportunity to share experiences,
sure,
it's a learning opportunity, you know. So, but again, it's going to be informal and informative at the same time. And we really are encouraging people to give us a try.
Sure. I can't see why anybody wouldn't give you a try. If you have the time and you're interested, the first class is Monday at 10:30 out there at Piedmont Tech. Now, where is the class actually at? So if people know.
It's in that Johnson, what's it called?
Johnson Commons? Or
In the Piedmont Tech. I can't remember the name of the building. It's a conference center?
I believe it's a conference center.
Conference
was it room 106?
119, I think.
Here's the thing, folks. I can tell you need to call Shelley.
Right.
388-8989. That's 388-8989. And I do believe they'll get me the information back here so I can be talking about it in the morning, won't you, Dave?
Right.
Okay. All right.
Do we have time for one more comment?
Sure, absolutely.
We are looking for suggestions for future classes. We are looking for people who have a passion about a topic, who'd love to come and share with the members and to become a member. That's part of it. It's not just up to the organizing group to come up with what we're going to teach. The members themselves are going to be the teachers, and that's how this kind of program grows.
Had to get it started, so you had to pick some topics.
Exactly.
But you want
members, become a member if you have people you know who have knowledge about anything. That's what we're looking for. Somebody who's a history buff on World War II would love to have a class on that. I mean, that kind of thing is what we're looking for.
Sure. And there are so many topics that lend that to today, and things that, you know, that you didn't have the time to learn earlier, but you have a passion or an interest.
Exactly.
This is the way to get it started, to start that interest.
And to underline what Shelley said is the programs that we're offering is not a big time commitment. It could be one presentation, could be one day, could be 2 days. The Dementia Dialogues is 5 days over 5 weeks, but that doesn't mean you have to commit to all five. We're trying to put together a program that appeals to people based on their interests, number one, and number two, their time to participate. because, you know, once you retire, you're so busy.
Yeah, they always say you'll have all this time, but everybody I always talk to says, I don't know what happened. I have no time.
No time.
Right. Exactly. No time. Exactly. So this is going to be a terrific program. It's just getting off the ground. They've done a lot of work getting this set up. It's taken them 2 years to pull this all together. They've worked with a team of, they have 9 advisors working on this, and it's called the Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network. Why don't you get involved and see what it's all about? What's the worst thing that happens? You spend $30, and after going 2 or 3 times, you say, I'm not interested. That's mm-hmm. the worst thing that happens, right, Shelley?
Yes, but, you know, with all of your help, it won't be happening. It will be exciting.
Because you'll be able to determine what is the courses and
exactly.
where the direction goes.
Yeah.
So
for $30, you can take as many or as few of the courses as you wish in the course of a year.
That's right.
You know, it's a pretty good bargain.
I think it's a darn good bargain over a whole year. And then, of course, if you really get committed to it, you can sign up for $300 for a lifetime membership.
Sure.
That's
sure.
right. So I think this is terrific. I really was impressed when I first saw you sent out the press release on it, and that's why I wanted you to come out and talk to us about it, because I think it's great. The only thing that I see is we need to get the word out really quick, because the first class is Monday.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, if I can speak for Shelley and myself and the other members of the council, we are very grateful to you for offering us this opportunity to publicize the program, because we don't have a budget for advertising. So we have been doing our best to, our brochures, for example, to get them out into high traffic areas,
sure.
Getting articles in the paper and on the radio and so forth. So we really are appreciative of your interest and your willingness to help us get the word out.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
I think it's terrific. So it is the Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network. You can call Shelley Grund one more time, 388-8989. It is on the Lander website, so why don't you check it out? Hey, I tell you what, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. I am Ann Eller, and I have enjoyed getting to know Shelley Grund right here. Thanks so much for coming out today, Shelley.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Dave Lorenzetti, nice to have you back on the radio with
Thank
us
you.
Again. That's
Pleasure
right.
Pleasure to be here.
All right, so it's the Lakeland's Lifelong Learning Network. You can take the first class Monday, January 27th at Piedmont Tech. Give Shelley a call. She'll fill you in with all the details, and we'll look forward to hearing how the progress goes on this great new program.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.